don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. Hello? And we're back! This Week in Waukesha, here on WAUK Radio, the Shaw. And I am still the one, District 1 Alderman, John Brown, from the original District 1, forever in our hearts. And we're back with Aaron Spencer, one of the challengers, one of two challengers for the District 11 seat held by incumbent Len Miller. And we just have a few minutes left here for you, Aaron, before we have the next candidate come on. And how long have you lived in Waukesha now?
John, I've lived in Waukesha for the last 19 years.
Wow, so long. Okay. So, somewhat of a, did you grow up in the Milwaukee area?
I actually grew up in northern Wisconsin in a little town called Mercer.
I know Mercer. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, way up there, yeah.
Sure. So, I'll give you one final question in two parts. Tell me what your vision is for downtown, and what is your vision for making the city a better place?
Well, I believe the city is really a great place as it is right now. However, there is going to be a lot of improvements that we do need to go through, especially if we want to make these or have these small businesses really succeed. The turn of events lately within the last couple of years really haven't helped. So I do want to focus on that. I do want to focus on our resources that they actually have for the downtown district. So my dream that we have for downtown and that we have for the surrounding area would be to keep its traditional values, but yet grow with the technology and the building practices and the building practices and the business in general, just have it expand within not trying to change our traditional values downtown.
That sounds great. Terrific. Well, Aaron, I really appreciate your time for coming on, and I look forward to hearing more from you and seeing more from you. And be sure to, if Aaron's coming by your door at your District 11, say hello, and we wish you best of luck with the upcoming primary on February 15th.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Don.
Thanks again, Aaron. All right. So, that was Aaron Spencer, and now we have the pleasure of introducing Alicia Helbert Slavin, who in many ways is no stranger to downtown Waukesha. We've seen her in many a watering hole. Now, all joking aside, though, she's very active in the community, and she's wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey, so I can guess what she's doing tonight. I'm sure Aaron's doing the same thing. So, Alicia, welcome, and tell us about yourself.
Hi, yeah, so my name's Alicia. I have been a downtown Waukesha resident for about 9 years now. Before that, I did grow up in Milwaukee, but I have really chosen Waukesha to be my home because I absolutely love it here. That's me in a nutshell.
Sounds terrific. So now, I was cheating on your, taking a look at your LinkedIn page, and you have a full-time job, and in addition to that, you play a leadership role with, you chair the Young Democrats, is that correct?
I'm a vice chair of the Young Democrats of Wisconsin.
Sounds great. So, as I asked Aaron, how do you balance a full-time job, your duties with the party, and then the potential commitments as a member of the city council?
Sure. Well, I'm lucky enough to have a pretty normal 8-to-5 job. So after 5 o'clock and on weekends, I'm pretty free. And I like to keep my time full. I like to have something to do. So I think that I've got plenty of time to dedicate to being the alderman and being available also sure. for the people of Waukesha.
Sure. Sounds great. And, you know, I neglected to ask Aaron this, but we talked about it on the phone earlier in the week. You know, Aaron is a union carpenter. You have very deep roots with the Democratic Party. You know, here in a town that tends to be maybe more red or purplish, how do you reconcile that with the neighbors, especially in a nonpartisan seat?
Sure. Well, just as you said, this is a nonpartisan race. So while, yes, I am a Democrat, and that's pretty easy to find out, I don't think that the issues facing this city are necessarily partisan. supporting small businesses, loving the activities downtown. That's something that both Democrats and Republicans do.
Sounds great. And tell me about your campaign. What are you working on? What are you doing to get the name out and get the exposure and to turn some heads?
Yeah, so the campaign's going well. I've done a little bit of canvassing. I'm going to be making some calls into the district later today. I actually have my laptop ready to go, and I'll be walking over to my office so that I can get that done. Beyond that, I'm also working with a lot of the business owners downtown, talking to them about what they want to see in downtown and how I might be able to help them if I have the honor of serving on the council.
Sounds terrific. Great. And then tell me about your platform, if you could, real briefly, 2 to 3 points.
Sure. So my main focus is making sure that the things that are coming before the city council are both accessible to the people of Waukesha and fully transparent. I think some of the times when I've been to the city council meetings, there's been really limited discussion or almost no input from people. And I think that a lot of times things get pushed right through and then publicized after the fact, after a decision has been made. So I want to make sure that that information is getting out there so that we can have a true discussion with the citizens of Waukesha.
Sounds good. Yeah, my experience as an alderman is that I organize events, and you'll get a decent representation of people, but you always, because we're all passionate about politics, you always expect a bigger turnout. You expect there, and even you see a lot of empty seats in the council meetings, and then you get the phone calls from the citizens with hey, how did this happen? What would you do to inspire people to get more involved? How do you plan on being a vehicle for creating a more inclusive city government?
Sure. I think that's a big issue with accessibility. So I have heard from a lot of people that either they don't know who their alderman is, how to reach them. I want to make sure that my information is out there. On my literature, my personal email and my personal phone number are right there available. Please call me, email me, send me a message on Facebook. I'm ready to answer any questions people have.
Sounds great. And so I gave Aaron an opportunity to tell us about his campaign website. How are you promoting yourself on the internet and social media so people can find out more about you?
Sure. So I do have a website. It's aliciaforwaukesha.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter, so you can see how I'm participating in all of the activities downtown. That's also going to be Alicia for Waukesha. You can find me on both Twitter and Facebook that way. You can check out my picture from the glow walk at the Jamboree last night.
Terrific. Sounds good. What else was I going to ask you here? Well, let's just jump right into it. What is your vision for downtown?
Sure. So my vision for downtown is really to make downtown continue to truly be the lifeblood of Waukesha. People from the surrounding areas, from other districts, flock to Main Street and the downtown area for activities like the Farmers Market, Friday Night Live, the art crawls, and more. I want to see those things thrive, but I also want to make sure that our small businesses are being supported as we're hopefully coming out of this global pandemic and the way that inflation and job shortages, or I should say employee shortages, they're really putting a lot of pressure on our downtown businesses. So I want to make sure that we're really supporting them so that we can continue to draw people from all over Waukesha to the downtown area.
Sounds terrific. Okay. Well, I think what we'll do is we'll take a break now, and then we'll come back and we're going to hear more from Alicia Halbin-Slavin, our other candidate for District 11. I mentioned she's wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey. It's only fair to mention, too, that Aaron Spencer bought one of those really nice Waukesha Strong hoodies to show support for the family. So we got some very spirited, very passionate people that love this city, love this state, and looking forward to hearing more from them. So let's go to a break, and we'll be back with Alicia.